us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for singing. So you don't have to hear me very much at all. I certainly appreciate that. If you have your Bibles, be turning to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Oops, wrong button. Matthew chapter 5 is where we'll begin, and as soon as I can get this clicked on here, you'll see that the title to this lesson is, Do I Believe Jesus? Now, let me tell you what that title does not say. It does not say, Do I Believe in Jesus? It does not say, Do I Believe that there was a Jesus? It doesn't even talk about the fact of the resurrection of Jesus, which, of course, is key to who we are. We all believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, crucified for our sins and resurrected by God, proving him to be the Son of a God ascended into heaven. But the question is, do I believe Jesus? And this lesson is very simple. I'm going to read to you some passages with the words of Christ and just ask myself. You notice it doesn't say you. The title is do I. Do I believe Jesus? Because when we talk about walking by faith and not by sight, these are the kinds of passages that really kind of separate the men from the boys, so to speak. Do I believe this? To do something in faith, I always think of the analogy of the child standing on the rock and the father in the pool or in the stream, asking the child to jump to him, that leap of faith. These are passages that require us to do that kind of thing. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6 and begin our lesson on Do I Believe Jesus? And I apologize. This is just one of the Beatitudes. I could have chosen any of these. And actually, the song that was led as the deer pants for the water is the song I had in mind when I was referencing this verse. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. As I read this, ask yourself, do you believe Jesus? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Now, first of all, what do I mean? What does the verse mean? It means if I begin to do right, if I begin to seek God, will I ever be filled? Will there ever be a point where I say, well, I'll become a Christian and I'll begin to seek God and I'll begin to know about God and see if I like God, if I love God, if I want to be with God? If you do that, if you hunger and thirst after the presence of God, you will never go thirsty. You will never run up on a dry stream. You will never begin to find out about God and get to the point and go, that's all there is? You will never do that. The verse, I couldn't help myself. It's what you get for leading the song tonight. Psalm 42. I just was so, I couldn't believe it when the song came up there. Psalm 42 and verse 1 is the verse from which that verse, that song comes. And let me tell you, it's pretty compelling. I just mentioned this briefly. There's a book called Desiring God by a guy named John Piper. He's a Calvinist. Don't listen to half of what he has to say, but half of what he has to say is really good. And in his book, he talks about the idea of wanting to be with God. Do I desire God? And he mentions this psalm. And ask yourself this, Psalm 42, verse 1. Do you feel this way about God? As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before my God? Do you believe that? Do I feel that way? This is the gist of the lesson. Do I really want to be with God? And you might say, the obvious answer might be yes, but then if you think about it, you go, I don't know. Do I desire to stand before God? Do I want to be in His presence? Do I pant for Him? That idea of actively desiring to be with God. If the answer for you is no, and I want you to ask this of yourself down in your heart, I want you to know the promise of Jesus is real. That if you begin to pant, if you begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness, A, you'll be satisfied, and B, you'll never go thirsty. And that is the message of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5. Speaking of Matthew, turn over to one chapter, to Matthew chapter 6, and let's read verses 31 through 34. Jesus here has just said to look at the lilies of the field and think about the fact that they neither toil nor they spin, yet they were more greatly arrayed than Solomon in all his majesty. And the point Jesus is making is, if he so clothes the grass of the field, how much more will he clothe us? Because we worry about stuff. I think we have to worry about things, right? If we didn't worry about stuff, we'd never get up and go to work. There is a sense in which we have to have a sense of duty, a sense of our stomach driving us to do things. But all our needs are met. Ronnie spoke so eloquently about that in our contribution this morning. We're wealthy. We are wealthy beyond our wildest dreams. If we took our great-grandparents and brought them into our cars and let them see our phones, they would think we were witches. They would think we were out of a Star Wars movie. It would appear as magic to them. The technology they would have, they would think that was magic. We are so wealthy and so blessed. God will always take care of his people. Do you believe that? Do you know that this church is the hands of God in action? There should never, ever, ever be a faithful member of the North Second Street Church of Christ that doesn't have their electric bill or their gas bill paid or water bill paid. Ever. Ever. And we're part of keeping this promise from Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Do you believe that? Do you believe if you give yourself to Christ, he will bless you? Do you believe that if you orchestrate your life so that you come to services and you do those things and you tell others about Jesus, that God will make it okay? I think this is a big step for people. I know it was for me. Because I looked around at some of the religion of some of the people I was raised with, and I didn't want what they had. I didn't believe they were happy. If I were a young person today, I would think the happy people are in the rap videos. They look like they're having a great time. I mean, as far as a 15 or 18-year-old mind thinks, I would look out and I would think, those people are living the good life. I look at all these different commercials for things, and I would think, that's what I want to do. That seems exciting. That seems fun. So you want me to give that up, and you want me to seek Christ? Yes. Yes. Do you believe that it's better? Do you believe you'll be happy? I think that's a big step. Let me tell you the truth. You will be happy. You will find a fullness in your life and a joy in your life that the world can never give you. And you will find a faithfulness in Jesus Christ that I promise you the world will leave you when you're down. Well, the whole point of the verse that my mind set on to do this lesson was Matthew chapter 11. This is the one that got me going on this theme. And this it's the same idea what I just talked about. Do you believe the words of Christ? Because I used to hear preachers read this verse, and I'll be honest with you, teenage Jason Sage said, nope. Didn't make sense to me. It didn't seem like rest. It didn't seem as if Christ's yoke was easy. All I heard was, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And I thought, I don't want that yoke. And some preacher would stand up and read those words, and I think, he don't believe them. I believe them. Christianity is the easy road. Let me tell you something. There are lots of people out there on that wide path today, and they can't find a foothold because there are so many people running over them and passing them by because they're not loved and they're not cared for and there's nothing faithful in their life. And if they could have a warm home and they could have good meals and people that they trust and they love, they would take it in a heartbeat. Jesus is telling the truth in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I used to not believe it. But let me tell you something. I've lived the other life. I wouldn't trade it for a second. For a second. It's slavery. It's slavery. Every day you got to get up. You got to feed that Jones every day. Not so with Christ. We find peace and we find rest. And Christianity is the easy life. Yes, you might have to sacrifice some things, but do you think you're not going to have to sacrifice something out there following Satan? Do you think someone who gets themselves involved in different relationships and in different substances and things, they get to be 30, 35 years old, you know what they can't do? They can't untangle themselves. And they have no rest. Because once you start feeding that beast, you got to keep feeding it. Not so with Christ. John chapter 14. John chapter 14 is another one of these verses. I assume you're familiar with everything we're reading tonight. And the question is not do we know the verse, not can we parse it out, not can we talk about what it really means, is do we believe it? And there are two questions I want you to ask as we read this. Is Jesus coming back? And if we could find salvation in another way, why did Christ go to the cross? Let's read the text. John chapter 14 and verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And you know to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. One of the problems this generation of young people has is they don't understand why the exclusive claim of Christianity. And they say, well, what about the person who lives in far off India or lives somewhere and they never hear about Jesus? How is it that Jesus can claim to be the one and only way? Well, let me ask you this question. If there were salvation in those other things, let me turn it around on you. Why did God offer his son? If salvation could be found in Hinduism, why did God offer his son? If salvation could be found in Buddhism, why did Christ go to the cross? Christ went to the cross because there is salvation found in no other. Jesus Christ. Is Jesus coming back? He is. He said, as surely as I will go away, I will come back. The King James there has, in my Father's house are many mansions. That's just such a better reading. It may not be the most accurate reading, but it's the best reading. Because where do we want to go? We want to go to heaven. And we want to go and we want Jesus to bring us back. The final verse tonight is Mark 16:16. A verse with which we're very familiar. But again, I want you to ask the question, do you believe Jesus? Do you believe his words? Matthew 16:16, very familiar to us. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Do you believe Jesus? Believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Do you believe that he is living an eternal life? This is so key to Christianity. Why would I ever give myself to Jesus? Why would I ever think about heaven if I didn't believe God had the power to raise me from the dead? If I didn't believe God had the power to translate me into heaven, why would I ever come forward? I believe that Jesus was crucified, buried, resurrected by the power of God, ascended into heaven. And he told us he's going to prepare a place for us. In fact, he says, if it were not so, I would not have told you. So do you believe Jesus? Will you take him at his word? Will you come forward if you have faith in him and be baptized? If you do, you'll be saved. If we can help you in any way, please come forward as we stand and sing.